Langford here on counsel on behalf of the Bethlehem Police Department. Last Tuesday, when the video of George Floyd's death was aired, I was horrified at what I saw. Like all Americans across the country, I was outraged at the callous actions of the police officer kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck. I was also shocked at the actions of the other three officers who stood idly by and did not attempt to intervene, even though it was their duty to do so. Since last week, many police officers across this country have watched the video of George Floyd's death. The ex-officer should have been fired and arrested for what he did, and that the other officers should have been fired. Many officers indicated that the other three should be investigated and charged accordingly. And to update you, today they were charged with a degree of homicide. They failed to stop what was taking place. Just like citizens, our police officers are rightfully outraged at what happened and also at what is happening across this country with the violence, rioting, and looting by certain radical criminal groups using this incident to further their agenda of violence, destruction, and hate. On Saturday in Bethlehem, a rally and march was held to protest George Floyd's murder, to condemn racism, and to ask for justice. My deputy chief and I were present. BPD officers were present to assist the large protest march from the Rose Garden to Broad, down to New Street, City Hall, the Church Street, and back. The march was peaceful. The protesters' message about what happened in Minneapolis, the injustice that took place, was loudly heard. Unlike other cities across our nation, our protest was peaceful, not marred by violence, looting, or rioting. Over the weekends, as I watched media and social media accounts of what was transpiring, I saw a photo of a young black woman holding a large sign that read, "Not all blacks are criminals, not all whites are racist, not all cops are bad. Ignorance comes in all colors." After reading the sign, I said to myself, that's so very true. Human beings are an imperfect species. We are all different in some ways, but we're all the same in other ways. There is good and bad in all groups of people. We should not group people into certain broad categories. To do so is plain wrong. Police officers are no different. What occurred in Minneapolis was 100% wrong. What the four officers did was wrong. What ex-officer Derek Chauvin did was criminal. The horrific events of that day that led to Mr. Floyd's death should be investigated thoroughly, and if additional charges are needed, they should be filed accordingly. This was filed yesterday, and today they were filed. The type of force used by ex-officer Chauvin is never an acceptable use of force by any properly trained officer. In my 40 years of law enforcement experience and training, I have never had anyone ever advocate this type of use of force. I know many officers, and from talking with them, they too, from their experience and training, agree that a properly trained officer would never use this type of force under those circumstances. Police departments across the country this weekend joined with the protesters from L.A., Flint, Michigan, Orlando, Miami, and other places. Police departments engaged and even marched with protesters to state together what happened to Mr. Floyd was wrong and criminal. We're currently at a series of crossroads in our country. We can peacefully protest for change, to stop the violence, work together in our communities like many police departments are, or we can riot, loot, create anarchy, and create more pain and suffering for many innocent people. About 200 years ago, Edmund Burke stated, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. The quote so very true today. All police are not the same. All people are not the same. All protesters are not the same. We have to come together under one common belief that what transpired in Minneapolis that resulted in the death of George Floyd was 100% wrong. We also must state together that the violence, the looting, the rioting by some groups and individuals is also wrong and has no place in a civilized society. Only when we work together towards common ideas, communicate peacefully, and work out differences without violence can we achieve overall mutual change. And in that change, do justice for Mr. George Floyd and his family. And that's the comments of the Bethlehem Police Department. If you want to read it, it's on our Facebook page.